Today, share in the Dear Shul Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Hey Omud Beis. We're in the 6-5 Mishnah Berurah, and we're towards the end of Simin Tof Resh Nun Aleph, and we're starting on the bottom of Kuf Chaf Hey Omud Aleph with Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Yakif Derech Yomim, when you're doing the shaking of your Lulav and Esrog, you go and make the rotation with the shaking in the 4 different directions, and then up and down, according to the Mechaber, in the following order. Yakif Derech Yomin, you turn going in a rightward orientation. Binana'o, when you're doing the Na'anuim, so therefore, since you're facing Mizrach, you start off with Mizrach, then you turn to your right, which is then going to be Dorom, south, and then you turn furthermore to your right, which will now be behind you, which is Mariv. We'll see in a moment that you don't actually turn your whole body, you just direct the lulav in that direction. And then you keep on turning the lulav going around, and you go in full circle, and now you're in the north on your left. And then you go up, and then you go down. That is the order that the Mechaber tells us to do, the 6 wavings, the Na'anuim that we have to do. Now there's a lot of Mishnah Berurah over here, so we begin with Sivkot and Mem Zayin. He writes this order that the Mechaber brought down, this is also followed in Psak Halacha by the Derech HaChaim V'Chayyadim, D'chein Hu HaMinog HaPosha B'dinaseinu. This is the very common custom, the way the Mechaber says it, the way Derech HaChaim V'Chayyadim do it, this is the common way to do it. You start off facing in front of you, and then you turn right, 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 and then you go up and down. Why? Vatam, the Chachamim Hisiru also Tomid, because the rabbis have taught us that we should be very careful in general of always turning towards the right, based upon the Beis HaMikdash, that they always turn towards the right. Kol Pino Shata Pone Liyumin. That when you're turning in the Beis HaMikdash, you always turn right. When you go around the Mizbeach, you come up on the southern side going toward the northern side, and then you turn right, and you go towards the eastern side, then you turn right again, and you go on the northern side, then you turn right again, you're going on the western side, then you turn right again, you come back down the Kevish on the southern side. You always go to your right. As well, obviously if there's a right or left that you can go. When you have a choice, you always turn towards the right. He brings out from the Magen Avraham that there's no difference if you're a lefty or a righty, you always make these turns towards the right. The issue foot number 74 brings down, why is there no difference for a lefty? So he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Oz Zatzal, Sheish Hevdel, Beinim Donim Mitzay Jomim Shoyad Kintilas Lulav, something that you're holding in your hand, which is like the lulav, so then it depends. It has to be Lekachtem with your hand. So therefore, a righty will hold it in his right hand. The lefty, as we brought down, according to the Ramah, holds it specifically in his left hand, his stronger hand, which is his left hand. As opposed to over here, when you're doing the Na'anuim, or as well, he says, the Hakofos that you do on the Hoshanas, or as well, when you're going around the Mizbeach, so there, it's you're doing it to demonstrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shlit over the entire world, and that doesn't make a difference whether you're a righty or a lefty. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, V'ato asadeh b'ktzorah seder hananuim kefi ma shenog b'dinoseinu. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, I will tell you the proper way to do the nanuim as per the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, in his communities. We'll see that there are other ways to do this. We'll go through some of the Dirshu footnotes, but we'll go first through this entire Mishnah Berurah. And he says, Seder Hananuim L'Ruchos. Says you're doing the shaking of the Lulav and Esrog towards the different directions, the 4 corners of the world, and up and down in the following way. Yachzir Panav L'Mizrach, you're facing east. Most shuls, the orientation here in North America, for example, is that Eretz Yisrael is to the east, a little bit to the south, but mostly to the east of us. And therefore, we're always supposed to face Eretz Yisrael, always supposed to face towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when you're davening in New York, you face towards the east in general. So therefore, you're starting off facing the east, your panav l'mizrach, v'shidro shalulav l'tzad panav, and the lulav's spine is right in front of you. And when you're going to do the shakings, v'yaseh shlosha holochos l'mizrach u'shlosha avos, you bring the lulav out from your chest 3 times, towards the Mizrach, and then you bring it back 3 times back towards your body. V'hainu, shemoluch yado im alulav, you take your hands and move the lulav from your chest, b'chinegdo, v'holo shalosh pamim, move it away from you, back, away from you, back, away from you, back, 3 times. V'nochum shigam yechaskes be'olin b'shas holoch v'evo, as we pointed out from yesterday's shir, you have to go and shake the lulav as you're making each of these trips with the lulav and the esrog and the dalaminim. So as you're going away from your body outwards, you shake it and you come back. Each time shaking it, away from your body, shaking it, and coming back, shaking it. Away from your body, shaking it, and coming back, shaking it. That is the Ramah's way, which the Mishnah Berurah follows, in terms of doing the Na'anuim. That's in the eastern direction. When you bring it back to your body, you bring it all the way back to your body, don't keep it far away from you, all the way back to your body, right next to your breastbone. Then after that, Yate Rosha Lulav, you just turn the Lulav, just the top of the Lulav, you angle somewhat Ludorum towards the south. Yasagam King Shalosh Pam Holoch Vavoy, and do the same exact process three times away from your body, three times back to your body, with the shaking entire way towards the southern direction. Hakol Kimo Mizrach, exactly like we just did towards the Mizrach. I will insert Lahafuk Panav Letzad Shemanane. You don't have to turn your whole body there, you just tilt your body, meaning your hands, in that direction, but your body is still facing straight forward due Mizrach. Rak Yate Rosh HaLulav Letzad Shemanane. You just turn whatever part of your body you need to do to have the Lulav pointing now in the southern direction. Then you repeat it, V'chein Letzad Marav. You don't turn around though, Yate Rosh HaLulav Akseifo. You put the Lulav, so to say, over your shoulder and you point it backwards away from your body three times and back towards your body three times. Umolich Umevi Shalosh Panim, the same exact thing. And then you turn finally to the northern orientation. V'achakach Letzad Sofo, again, same thing. You just turn the Lulav, not your body, your body's still facing east. You turn the Lulav towards the left, which is north now. And your moluch maybe shalosh pamim yachakach lamala yachakach lamata. And then after you do the four different directions, starting off east, then south, then west, and then north. So then you go up and then you go down. Achach lamala yachakach lamata. Hakol moluch maybe shalosh pamim kumam yisrael. And do the same exact thing three times away from your body, three times back to your body in each of these directions. As we pointed out, when you're going down, we had said previously that you don't turn the lulav upside down. The more commonly accepted way to do it is derech gdilosan. So you just have the whole lulav being pushed down, but not turned upside down. Again, there were those that said you should bedafka do it upside down. Each person should follow his custom. But if you don't have a custom, you should do it without turning it upside down to be yotzei kol adeos, that say that way is acceptable. Now, there are a lot of Dershu footnotes over here. Dershu footnote number 75 brings down, what happens if you're davening in a place that does that na'anuim differently than you do? So he first brings down a whole series of great gedolim that say you should follow what the custom of the shul is, because otherwise it would be a problem of losis go to do. So he writes in the Chayyadim, for example, shalo yishana mimin hagamokom. Even if they're, for example, when they're going down, they turn the lulav upside down, and you don't hold you should do that. So he says, you follow the minhag of the Malkum, so it shouldn't be los iskodidu. It shouldn't look like there's two separate Torahs that you have a different opinion. Everybody should be doing it the same in the same shul. And there's the opinion of Rav Oz Zatzal as well, and Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal as well. Sheyesh bezeh chashasha los iskodidu. If you do it differently, it looks like los iskodidu. And this was the opinion of the Stiplagon as well. He had his own custom of doing it, like the Ari, but in the shul they did it differently. So he did the Nanuim like the Ari in his house, and then when he went to shul, he did it like the shul in order not to have a problem of los iskodidu. And he says, somebody who's mispalin a beis knesses shenogim lanea shlokim in hogo, tsarich linanea kifi minagamokum. You have to follow what the shul does. You can't do what you want. Then on the other hand, he brings down, for example, from the Orach HaShulchan, who says, no, it's not a problem of losis go to do. You can do whatever you want. You do your way of doing the nanuim, and they can do their way. And it's not a problem of losis go to do, because this is not a chi of gomor. And he adds, based upon the Mishnah in Sukkah, where Rabbi Akiva said, I went to see how Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua were doing the Nanuim during the Onash Maslicha, or not? Did they do it or not? So you see that clearly you don't have to follow the Minhag HaMakom. Others would answer that and say, no, they did it, but he was looking to see if they were saying On Hashem Hatzlicha No, or did they just say again On Hashem Oshino, because they held you don't do it during Hatzlicha No. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says the same thing. He brings down, Shebevadai gam imheim nanu esalulov, kishakol akol amu Hatzlicha No, it wouldn't be a problem, because they were doing Hoshia No. And therefore, he also holds that there is no problem of losis go to do in this situation, because it's a minhag, and the nanuim, it can't be a problem of losis go to do. And he says that everybody agrees that b'di'evid yotze, no matter how you do it, so therefore it's not a problem of losis go to do. And there's also opinion of Yashiv Zatzal, who says, ein b'zeh mishum losis go to do. Why? He says, b'zmaneinu yesh kama minhagim. Everybody knows that there are a number of different ways to do it, and it's like having two different batei din in the same city. They don't have to necessarily agree with each other. And he brings out an additional tam nosof from the Sefer Torah's Hamo'adim, that says also the name of a Yashuv, that it's not a problem losis go to do, because you're busy doing the Nanuim. You're not watching what everybody else is doing, and therefore people can be doing the Nanuim in different ways, but nobody's watching. It's not Nikar, because everybody's busy with their own Nanuim. The issue number 76 brings down, Mashmoz Dvar Rishish Lislas L'Nanei Al-Tzad Mizrach. You start off facing in the eastern direction. So he brings down from a Yashuv Zatzal, Shiyas L'Nanei Kodem L'Tzad Mizrach. You start off on the Mizrach side. Even if you're in a place where it's not directly facing Yerushalayim in the Mikdash. He brings down other opinions that disagree. Ayin Shom. Dishavut number 77 brings down that you just tilt the lulav a little bit towards the orientation that you're doing it, but you don't turn it sideways. Otherwise, you have a problem again of not derech d'loson. And this is also the psak of the Arizal, who says shelo yates lulav lagamri. Don't tilt the lulav too much that it should be at a 90-degree angle from the vertical, because then it would be not derech d'loson. And he brings down as well from the Arizal, you should be very careful when you're doing the Na'anuim not to hit a wall in front of you. People doubting by a wall, so be careful not to hit the lulav on the wall. He says this for Kabbalistic reasons, but then he also brings down from the Bikur Yaakov a very practical reason, because you could easily break the lulav in that situation. Dishavut number 78 brings down the way that the Arizal did the Na'anuim. It's brought down by the Magen Avraham. She'ania Mizrach first, and then Dorom, then south, but then north, and then up, then down, and then Mariv. And this is also brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Kavach Haim says, based upon Kabbalah, that it's a slightly different order. You do it in the following way. First south, then north, then east, then up, then down, and then finally west. Now we go to Sif Yud Aleph. Tzorech l'chaber ha'esrog l'lulav b'shas ni'anuno. You have to hold the lulav and esrog close together to each other when you're doing the na'anuim. U'lananea b'shnem yachet. And you shake them both together. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Memches says the after eno imo and baguda, even though it's not bound together, akoponim tzorich lios mechuber imo, it has to be connected to it, albeit it's not physically attached. The issue footnote number 80 brings down when you're doing the halal or the hoshanas, the Aruch HaShulchan says also you should hold them together. And interestingly, he points out that there are those that say, brings down the Kaf HaChaim in the name of the Radvaz, that it's possibly a chatzitza if your fingers are in between the lulav and the esrog. So when you're holding lulav and esrog together, hold it around them in general, but not in between them, so that the lulav can actually be touching the esrog. The issue footnote number 81 brings down a beautiful reason for the Vilna Gaon why they should all be bound together. Because the Dalaminim are an analogy for Klal Yisrael. You have the Esrog, which is a person who has both Masim Tovim and Torah. You have the Lulav, which is just an analogy for Torah, but not Masim Tovim. The Hadasim, which are just an analogy for people with good Masim Tovim, but not Torah. And the Arava is people who have neither. And they all have to be bound together. And in this way, you're fulfilling the Pasuk. It says it almost, Habone Bashamayim Al Yosef. And therefore, by putting them all together and binding them together, you're doing this idea, which is an important idea. I would add the word Tzibor. It's Tzadikim Benanim U Rishayim. So we all have to be together. And therefore, you bind them all together, and one can be Mechaper for the other. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'chol hananuim ainam ma'akvin." If you don't do this properly, or you do it without even doing it, you're not ma'akiv yotzei the mitzvah. Or be'ezer derech shadinana yotzei b'di'avad. And whatever way you do it, you yotzei b'di'avad. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Memtes says, "V'af di'im lo ni'ana klal gam kin yotzei." He says, even if you don't do nanuim, you yotzei because the nanuim ainam ma'akvin. They're not ma'akiv. Umidagba le'esrog nofah be'is. As soon as you lift up the esrog, technically you are in fact yotzei. Nevertheless, we call makom. Tov, lachso, lit, lo, nanei. If you didn't do the nanuim, you should take the lulav again and make nanuim. Of course, you'll make a bracha. Masha ein, kein, bazeh. But with just a general nanuim, you technically don't have to go and redo it again. When you're taking the lulav, you should make nanuim, and if you didn't, then you should pick it up again. But after you did the original nanuim, then you're not mechuyev to go do the nanuim again if you didn't do them or you didn't do them properly. Sif Yud Beis, Mechaber writes, Arbo minim halalu, the taking of the Dalaminim, ma'akvin zezeh, you must take all four, or else you're not yotzei. Shum chosu lo echad mehem, if you don't have one of the Dalaminim, lo yivarech l'shay, now let me make the bracha on the three that you do have. However, I will note lon l'zeich b'yama, but the minhag is to go and take them anyway without a bracha, because people won't make a mistake next year and say, oh, you're allowed to take three. Everybody knows that you take Dalaminim. And that's what's brought down in Dershu footnote number 86 in the upcoming Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of tomorrow's share, Sif Katan on Zayin. Chovetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibur Masal Avanotlan says you have to be very careful that you should not be mechavin that you're doing a mitzvah in this situation because it's only Zech L'Yalma. Because if you do, take three, and you think you're doing a mitzvah, you'd be over Baal Tigra. And he brings out from the Taz a very interesting chiddush which nobody else agrees to. He says the Ol Yachronim disagree with him. He says the Taz writes, even after you fulfill the Dalaminim, and then you're going to carry the ram because of Chiv of a mitzvah, he says you have to take all four. Don't take just the lulav with you. Don't take just the esrog with you, because then you'd be a problem of Baal Tigra, of not doing as much as you're supposed to be doing. But all the other achorim disagree with him and say that you're not over Baal Tigra in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun adds, the Boinim Lekicha Tama. You have to take them all together properly. The chulam mitzvah achasin and the four dalid minim are one single mitzvah. Tisha foot number 84 brings down, likewise in the nanuim, the halal, the Kaf HaChaim writes, you should take all the four minim, and the makvin zezeh, you should do the nanuim with all four minim. Tisha foot number 85 brings down, in the name of the Rambam, that palmim yihat tzivoy yo'echot shu mitzvah achas yesh lo chalok rabim. Sometimes it's a single tzivoy and it has separate components to it, like with the lulav. It's one tzivoy, but it's four separate components to it, and unless you have all four, you're not yotzei. Mishnah Berurah adds, lo yivarech al hashar. Now it doesn't have a separate Dibur HaMaschil, but it's in bold print because it's referring to that later statement of the Mechaber. Afilu miyodea bebiru shebasof yaviu lo yodo kula. Even right now you only have three, but somebody's bringing it to you. You know for a fact the person's bringing it to you. It's Chol HaMoed, and he just texts you, I'm on my way to the shul with your esrog, which you forgot at home. Kivin shemitzuyim lefonim b'shasa bracha. Since they're not there in front of you, you don't make a bracha on it if you're only taking the three at that point in time. Now, the Ramah adds, and he says, Bein biyom rishon, bein bishar yom. He brings out from the Rosh, the Rebbe Yerucham, and the Marik, that this is true, not only for the first day, this is true for all the days. Mishbur Sidkot Nun Aleph explains, the Marshal writes, Hinei Rashal b'tshuva kosev dehoru l'shlich tzibu lito ulanei akodim halu b'shas halu below bracha. That you only have three, so he says the shlich tzibu can go take it without a bracha. But nobody else does. The other people shouldn't take it, because we're concerned, the chashinon, shiavo lito gam kim b'shona acharis l'varach, that people make a mistake next year. However, the Eliyahu Rabbah disagrees. Avu Eliyahu Rabbah lake al zeh v'daitu d'achem yuchlu gam kin little l'nei'a bo kmo shel tzibur, that the other people can also go and take it like the shliach tzibur. Not a concern that you'll next year do the same thing, because everyone knows you only take four, as we pointed out. The other Rabbah, im lo yitlu klal rak shel tzibur, if we only let the shliach tzibur take it, then people mistakenly think that they can be yotzi with the shliach tzibur. Yuchlu tzeis mich shel shana ba the yismuchal shliach tzibur lo yikul chal. Everyone would think, oh, last year the shliach tzibur did it for me, this year will do it for me again. And for the fact that the Mechaber and the Ramah, nobody mentions this, that it's not only the Shlech Tzibur, but every person in the Shul can take it, but it has to be understood that they're doing it L'Zecher B'Amma. They just don't have the valid meaning. They don't want to forget about it. They're in Siberia. There's no Esrog, so therefore they're taking the other three meaning, which they do have, but they all know that they're not really being Yotzi, but it's a Zecher L'Amma. Mechaber continues and he writes, if you have all four there with you, but you took them one at a time, you wouldn't in fact be Yotze. The Shari Tshuva brings down in Dibra Masul and Natolim Echad Echad, he writes in the El Yeraba, Shib Sefer Amarkal, Kosa B'Shem Sefer Itim, Shib Notlum Bazeh Achazeh. If you took them one after the other, so then don't take the Esrog in the left hand like you normally do, take the Esrog in the right hand as well. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Nun Beis, the Eget Shadu Osim Belulav, that which we bind all the meaning together, that's a mitzvah. Hurak la mitzvah b'yalma, v'lo likuv, but it's not something that's ma'akev. V'zau shminam sif aleph, as we learned already previously in sif aleph. V'ocha shmin yosef revusa. Here he's adding on an additional thing. Da'afilu emelikicha lo haya b'vasachas, rak b'zach hazeh. Here he's saying, even if you took the lulu by itself, then you took the adasim by themselves, then you took the arava by itself, then you took the ezra by itself, gam kein yotza. Interestingly, the issue footnote number 87 says that each of the dalet minim, though, has to be taken all at once. If you take the three hadasim and you take them one after the other, so there are some that say that you're yotzei, others say you're not yotzei. However, you can't go and take the same one three times, at least not lechatrila. And he says the same thing with the arava. If you took one arava in one hand, one arava in the other hand, he's tzarich in ledina if you were yotzei. Now he brings that from the orsameach. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hago bavachu kulam lefonav." When you're taking them one after the other, they all have to be there originally in order for you to be yotze in this fashion and to make a bracha on it. They all have to be there in front of you, as we said previously. Mishbur adds in Sifkot Nun Gimel, "Kolmar smuchim." They have to be near him. The halom bavarich bracha achas lekul. You're making one bracha for all four of them. Kidlekameh, as we're going to learn, below yitzarich lahafsik b'neim, and therefore you won't. If they're all in front of you, you won't have to have any sort of a hefsik going from one to the other. Then the Ramah says, Hagah, Ubavachu Kulam Lefonav, they all have to be literally right in front of you. He brings down the name of the Rambam. V'yitol halulav t'chila v'yivarach halulav. You first take the lulav when you're doing them one after the other, and you make the bracha on the lulav because that's what you started with, alin t'ilas lulav. V'dayto gam alo acher. And he brings out from the Rosh and the Ran and the Tshuvos Harashba that you should have in mind all the other minim as well to be yotze with the single bracha of alin t'ilas lulav, even though you're not taking them all together. He says, v'yimsoch b'neim, if you talked in between the taking of these four minim, when you're taking them separately, then tzorach levarach, I'll call echa b'fnei atzvo. He brings down from the Gos Maimonios that then you'd have to make a separate bracha. And this separate bracha is a bracha that we're not familiar with. You would say, al netilas esrog, al netilas arava, al netilas hadasim, because they require their own separate bracha. When you're not doing them all together, then each requires its own separate bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nadalit says, the kivin shemaskirin also b'bracha, if you're taking them one right after the other, take the lulav first, because that's what the bracha is, so that should go first. So you should take the lulav first, because you're making alin tilas lulav. Sivkot nun hey, v'daito gam alachem, you have in mind all the others. B'zeh poter is cool, af al pi, shenotil kolech levad. Then you yotzi all the others with the same first bracha. Sivkot nun vav, which we may not finish, says, the hainu al hadas, you make the bracha alin tilas etzav, also al rava alin tilas arava, v'chein al esu, you make a separate bracha of each of them, because you're taking them all separately, because you talked in between. You should ideally try to take them all together if you possibly can. And this, the issue for number 90, tells us it's the Biyosi, the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, who says Shim lo kachta zeh chazeh lo yotzei deichavah. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with this. Then this is a good stop point. With this, we conclude today's shir.